Hello everyone, it's Savima from Illuminate Your Circle and lovingawareness.org. As you can see, spring has sprung where I live in rural Wisconsin. And well, it actually went from deep winter to summer in literally the course of maybe 48 hours. We went from furnace time to needing air conditioning because it was 95 degrees. Crazy. But today, it is just beautiful, and I thought I just want to sit outside and talk with you, with the forest, the flowers, the birds, and whatever else might come into the frame with us today. Who knows? There were woodpeckers knocking just a moment ago, and oh gosh, the birds are so plentiful. And I'm sitting near to one of the places where they feed a lot, so I better get on with this so that they can have their space back. Thank you for sharing with me, birdies. I love you. Oh, it feels good, honestly, to be sitting here on the ground, grounding with you. If there's one thing that's really been rising up over the last week, it's been the necessity for grounding, the necessity to slow down, to put our feet on the earth, to take deeper breaths, and to make sure that we're exhaling fully. There is just so much growth and change and transformation happening right now. I know that I say that every single week, but I don't feel like it can be emphasized enough. And I guess I would really like to hear from you if you're not feeling that. Like if you're just feeling like everything is par for the course, just status quo, just rolling along, everything's exactly as it always was, nothing feels different, nothing is different in your world that surrounds you, nothing is different as to how you're feeling on the inside. If you're feeling like that, I want to hear from you. I'd love to hear from all of you, but I have a feeling that the majority of you might be feeling a little bit more like me. We can never know if we're all feeling the same as one another, and of course we're not. Each of us comes to every experience that we have via our own uniqueness. We've been talking a lot about allowing the fullness of our uniqueness to really be present and come online. And what I mean by that, sometimes I wonder, have we talked about that enough? What does that even mean? All of our uniqueness. I don't mean what makes us unique, what makes us interesting in the way of our personality. Uniqueness to me means the entirety of who and what we are as presence in this human experience. So that doesn't just mean who we are when we're out in public, who we are like now, who is Savi when Savi is delivering these messages during Illuminate Your Energy Resets. It's not really only about who I am and how I can show up to sit with you and talk like this and deliver these messages. It's about who am I in the shadows? Who am I in the dark? Who am I when I'm all by myself? Who am I when I sit with myself and I listen to myself? Who am I when I witness what I'm really feeling, what I'm sensing down deep inside? Where and when and how do I feel the most comfortable, the most in the fullness of who and what I really am, where I don't feel like I have to put aside any parts of myself, where I can fully be every single bit of myself, where I can claim my sensitivities, where I can claim my joys, where I can claim my worries, my concerns, my doubts, my fears, and where I can fully claim my pure inspiration and the creative river that flows within me, where I can claim all of that and not have to feel like any part of it or any aspect of it isn't worthy, isn't good enough, isn't beautiful enough to be a part of who I am as I share in this experience we're all living together. So that's really what I mean, and that's what Source means when we talk about uniqueness. It's important for us to recognize that. Uniqueness means claiming all of the aspects of ourselves fully, on all levels, in all ways, at all times. So when I say that, That means that we can question, are there times when I feel uncomfortable? Are there times when I feel uncomfortable with who I am, with the way that I think, with the way that I connect, with the way that I interact? Am I comfortable? And of course, we all know that sometimes our best growing spaces are through discomfort. Discomfort can make us grow. And that is a good thing. We can embrace that in. And I think it's really important for us to know where the comfortable nature of ourselves is. When do we feel the most natural, the most really in our element? And how can we nurture and embrace and foster those experiences, those situations, those spaces, places, energies that make us, that allow us to feel in our nature, in our comfort? That's so super important. And honestly, I feel like that's so super important right now. And the reason that's so super important right now, and this right now is right now in this moment, but I think expanding to maybe infinity from here forward, we cannot deny our uniqueness. We cannot deny our naturalness. And we will not be able to show up for the shifts and the changes, the evolution and the transformation that we're experiencing on this planet right now, if we don't know ourselves and if we aren't fully embracing our naturalness and getting comfortable with all aspects of who and what we are. It's critically important. That is why this keeps coming to the forefront each time we sit down to talk together. It's not because Source and I can't think of anything else to talk about. It's because it's that important. It is that important for us to be able to embrace ourselves, to really know ourselves, and to nurture ourselves into the space where we really do feel alive in our own skin, where we're not questioning all the time and doubting all the time. We need to look at those things, yes, but we also really need to say, when and where and how am I the most comfortable in my skin? And then explore why that is. And then expand those experiences and create a reality, create the world around you that supports you being able to feel like that more. That's what we are here for. And as we do that, because like attracts like, we will find ourselves opening to beautiful beings. The woodpeckers are confirming in the background. Opening to beautiful beings that are a match to our naturalness. We will have opportunities come right to us that are such a beautiful, sacred, divine match for who and what we really are. And that's when the magic in life really opens up to us. So I think this is why we needed to take this little meandering path into more about our uniqueness and our naturalness. And you know, we've talked about vulnerability and sensitivity, and both of those energies are really heightened again right now. As I'm recording this, we're in the portal of a huge lunar eclipse and full moon that is happening over the course of these next few days. As this video is posted, you will be sitting right in that potent energy. And this is a time for us to really acknowledge and recognize this space of transformation that we're in. And look at ourselves and say, how have I grown? How am I growing? What am I learning? How have I changed? What have I released? And really just honor that. Honor what you've let go of. Honor what still needs letting go. Give yourself the space and the time to be able to do that, so that we can all more fully give ourselves to this experience of expansion, this experience of transformation. And as vulnerability and sensitivities rise up, which may be especially heightened at this time, right now, give ourselves, give yourself the space that you need for self-nurturing, self-honoring, self-care, and self-love. Be your strongest advocate. Don't push it aside when you're feeling tired, when you're feeling just empty, just like you really need refueling. Don't push that aside. Give yourself to those moments and ask yourself, how can I show up for myself in the most beautiful ways right here, right now, that will really help me to feel refueled and replenished? And this brings me back to when we first started this morning. I sat down here, planted on the ground with the forest behind me and the little watering hole right next to me where the wildlife comes and drinks. Sitting here in this space feels very nurturing for me. It feels very grounding for me. I feel supported by all of the tree beings that surround me. And I feel a sense of vitality coming up through the earth, through the root of my being, just by how Mother Nature is awakening right now. And yes, I'm in the Northern Hemisphere where spring is awakening. No matter where we are on the planet, there is this cycle of rebirth that is happening. It just so happens that where I am physically placed on this planet, that is being reflected and mirrored all around me right now. But no matter where we are on the planet, this energy of transformation and shift, reawakening, rebirthing, it's happening. It's happening on so many levels, all the levels. And so no matter where we are and what nature is reflecting to us, there are messages within that. If you are where winter is approaching, it's perfect too. Draw yourself into the womb. Go inward. And actually here in the Northern Hemisphere, where we're going to be coming into the summer season, and everything around us will be full on. The days are long. The light is long in the days. The darkness is short. There is a fire of activity. There is a fire of creativity and birthing that is impossible to deny. And that is a beautiful thing, and we can feel that. And at the same time, we can also feel maybe like we're not entirely ready to be in full bursting forth mode. Or maybe we're completely ready, but we also are ready for making sure that we're giving ourselves the balance that we need so that we can maintain the energy through these transformations that we're experiencing. So my invitation to us all this week is to listen, to really listen deeply, to listen within ourselves so purely and so deeply, and listen lovingly and ask ourselves, what is it, dear one? What is it that you need? What is it that you need most right now? How can I be in loving service to my well-being? How can I support myself in the best ways right now as I continue to bloom forth and grow and expand into my full illuminature? How can I nurture, foster, and embrace all aspects of myself that are growing, shifting, and changing? How can I best acknowledge the shifts that are at hand? How can I face these shifts and changes head on with eyes wide open? I want to be here for myself. I am here for myself. I am fully present. I am presence. I am here for myself. I am here for this experience. Every single part of me is here for this experience. I embrace the fullness of my experience. This is how I want us all to be able to self-nurture, to talk with ourselves, to inquire deeply, to assure ourselves through high parenting, source parenting, self-spirit parenting, inner parenting, however you want to look at that. How can you be your strongest, most loving, most present advocate? How can you see yourself through in the most beautiful ways? And as we're doing that, as we're holding space in this way for ourselves, we begin to feel alive. We begin to feel empowered from the very core, from the very root of our being. That aliveness, that vitality just rises up from within, and we feel supported. We feel as though we can face anything that we're facing. And if you feel, you know, change, when we talk about change and shift, it doesn't necessarily mean huge changes and shifts, like, whoa, moving across the ocean, or there's some motorcyclers who are enjoying this weather very much today. We'll wait for them to pass. It doesn't necessarily mean that the shifts and the changes are so huge, like moving across the ocean, or changing a relationship that you've been in for a really, really long time, bringing a child into this world at this time, grieving the loss of a beloved who's recently left. It doesn't necessarily mean huge, big shifts like this, changing careers, doing really huge pivots. There are small changes and shifts that are happening within us every single day. And this invitation is all about just really embracing and recognizing what those small changes, what are those shifts? What are the shifts and changes that we're being invited toward that we haven't necessarily fully allowed yet? That's hugely important, because if we are denying ourselves a particular shift and change that we know feels so accurate and so aligned, but we're holding ourselves apart from it for a variety of reasons, maybe it's just plain scary. Maybe we just don't know if we have all the pieces in place. Maybe we just don't know if we're really ready. But yet, on the inside, we really do. We know that the readiness is there. We know that the timing is right. And this is about parenting ourselves, coaching ourselves, loving ourselves into a space of empowered confidence, a space of trusting. That's so huge right now. This is huge. This is coming through right now so big. Just trust. Practice yourselves into trust again. Trust that we are exactly who we need to be and where we need to be in every single moment. We spend so much time looking at the past and looking to the future that we forget to be exactly where we are right now. And we can trust that where we are right now in this perfect moment is exactly where we need to be. We're here on purpose. We don't need to question, should I be back there? Should I be forward there? It's about being where we are right now and recognizing the beauty and the perfection in that, no matter what it looks like, even if it's messy. It's exactly where we need to be. Be where we are, and also inquire and feel inside for the alignment that is guiding us forward. That's how we know. We don't then find ourselves processing always through the past and processing into a future that is unknown. We can't know that. We find ourselves in the purity of presence, just being completely in presence here and now, and trusting, practicing ourselves into that vibration of trust, inner trust, the trust that is known within. We can only know that, and we can only practice that, if we allow ourselves to know presence within us. You'll notice as you continue listening to these messages, and I hope that you do, that these common foundational themes continue to rise up over and over and over again. This is because, and I ask Source this often, you know, isn't there something else that we should talk about? And the answer is always the same. You're hearing these messages, but how deeply are you listening? How deeply are you able to allow the full integration of presence within you, meaning that you consciously experience presence as who and what you really are, and that presence is the greatest, most grand, most beautiful, and magnificent informer always, in every moment, in every breath. We can know this. We can have glimpses of knowing it as a lived experience. And the truth is, it is our lived experience in every moment. It's how we bring our consciousness to it. So here we are, dear ones. This has been full, right here, right now. I come back again to this invitation for you to treat yourselves gently, to listen deeply, to find your way into nature. Sit yourself on the earth. Lean your back up against a tree. Place your heart to the tree and put your arms around the tree and enjoy an amazing heart-to-heart tree hug. There's nothing like it. I know, maybe that sounds crazy to some of you, but if you haven't tried it yet, you need to try it, because when you do, you'll think it's less crazy. Ooh, the bugs are finding me. Lots of them are birthing forth right now. Oh, more for the birds. It's beautiful. So, yes, nurture yourselves. Listen deeply. Ground. There's no better medicine for us all on this planet than to immerse and connect and ground ourselves with nature. And it doesn't mean that you have to sit for hours at a time, although that is really, really good medicine. It does mean give yourself moments throughout each day to take a pause and put your feet to the earth. Go hug a tree. If it's the kind of weather where you can't be outdoors, find a window. If you can't find a tree or some plants or a rock to gaze at when you look out that window, look up at the sky. Take in the beauty of the sky, no matter what painted beauty is above us on that particular day. There is magnificence to behold. Make that connection with nature. It is, I promise you, the most beneficial and critical medicine of our time. And as we connect more deeply with Mama Earth, with the nature that surrounds us, we remember, we reunite. We remember that we are a part of nature, not apart from her. There couldn't be a more important remembering and realization for us to have as we journey forward in this amazing space and time of transformation. Be well, dear ones. Take good care of yourselves. Loving care, nurturing, deep listening. Be well, and I'll see you next time. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and LovingAwareness.org.